Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Mia Lee, and you're listening to Why Are People Into That? By Tina Horn.
Welcome to the 41st episode of Why Are People Into That? The podcast that's sleek and shiny and smells like a balloon. My guest today is Abigail Gray Donis, designer of custom latex fashions and a profound rubber lover herself. Abigail is a genuine kinky queer who has designed latex outfits for people you may have heard of, such as Katy Perry, Rihanna, and Lady Gaga. If you want to know more about dressing pop stars in pervy costumes, you can subscribe to Why Are People Into That on Acast Plus to hear my extra interview with Abigail. Download the Acast app to find out more. If you're in Brooklyn on Sunday, September 25th, you can come to the Sexual Health Expo to see me teach my Digital Dirty Dispatches class. I'll be in the Bay Area on Saturday, October 15th, doing a live version of Why Are People Into That at the kink.com Armory. Back in New York City on October 29th, I'll be presenting a panel called Obscenesters with some other dirty queer writers at BinderCon. Come see me IRL. It's like listening to this show, but you can smell me. One more thing I just wanted to let you guys know. I've been writing a lot more lately in my wheelhouse about sex work and kink and pop culture, and I keep pretty good track of my publications on tinahorn.net/writing. And of course, you can always follow me on Twitter and Instagram, where my handle is Tina Horn's Ass or Tina Horn Sass, which, as you guys know by now, is spelled the same. So, file your nails down and pour a big glob of silicone lube into your palm. For why are people into latex?
Gail,
hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Oh, thank you so much for sitting in here without a fan. It is hotter than Georgia asphalt in New York City. But you live in LA.
I live in LA. I'm used to it.
You're used to the heat, though. Yeah. It's very muggy and swampy right now.
You know, it's nice to have a little bit of a change. So, and there's greenery here, which I keep being like, oh my God, green stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, we do. It does rain.
When I was at around the beach yesterday, I was like, there's green things by the beach. What is this? Like,
well, you have obviously like a very good beach goth look going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes with the LA thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And what you do in LA, I mean, maybe you do a lot of things, but one thing that you do is that you own your own latex fashion business. Is that like what you would call
that? I do. Yeah. Latex design and I guess manufacturing. I make everything myself. So to me, it's more couture essentially because I hand make everything. Like nothing is off the rack for me. I custom size every piece for everybody and that's just what I do. I
don't so fucking awesome.
I don't charge extra for that or anything because I'm like, it's latex, it has to look really good. So
yeah.
I'm not gonna give somebody like a trash bag dress.
The like the like knockoff latex sort of like baggy generic look. Yeah,
it's
no
bad stuff. No, that. Or it's so tight that then people put their leg into it and it like tears immediately.
Well, we're gonna talk. We're gonna get to all of that. All of that. But so today we're gonna talk about why are people into latex?
Yes.
Which I'm super stoked about because I feel like I have some ideas mm-hmm. about latex. Like I feel like I get it in my brain, but I've never really like gotten it like in my gut, in my junk. which is totally fine.
Have
like
you worn latex?
I have worn latex. When I worked in a dungeon, my boss took her fetish wardrobe super seriously. It was really beautiful. It was totally like, well, she took it seriously and she was also extremely generous with it. So
that's nice.
It is really nice. So she was definitely the like cool older sister who had all the cool clothes and understood how to do it and would be like, oh, well, like this would look good on you. Or like, you know, we're going out to the fetish ball. Like you should wear my cat suit or whatever. So that was really fun. And I owned for a while, like a pair of latex opera gloves. And I have worn it at various times. So we can get into like how I felt about it and how it made me feel. I mean, I am somebody who, I'll try anything twice and also I'm totally like a,
I think it's kind of a thing for a lot of people. You're either like all about it or you could take it or leave it.
Totally. And I think too that like, I can imagine, like when I was thinking about this conversation beforehand, I was like, you know, if I was hanging out with someone who I found really sexy or just like really cool and fun, and that person was like, I am really into latex, I'm all about it, let's like play dress up and like do a, you know, take pictures, like do a bunch of fucked up things, like do a scene, have a party, like I can envision that it would sink in for me a little bit more. But really part of it fundamentally that I know about myself is that I just prefer organic things over synthetic things. Like I'm saying, you know, I'm not like trying to like front of my like hippie cred, you know. I just like, that's just, I like prefer leather to latex. Like I, you know, I prefer like cotton to polyester. That's just it.
I totally get that. I mean, latex is like my one exception like of loving of synthetic stuff, but I like, you know, more organic materials a lot too. But I'm also really into textiles in general, so some things I just like to look at. And
so you were saying that you actually have a fashion degree.
I do. Yeah, cool. I have a degree from the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising in LA. That's what I moved to LA to do all those years ago, over a decade ago.
Okay, so would you say that your interest in latex began with a focus on fashion?
So how I got into latex was I was into fashion. I always wanted to go to school for fashion since I was like really young. And I was a goth kid in high school, you know, you could probably tell.
It's clearly changed. So many things have changed about you.
It's evolved a bit, but
you're like ghost tattoos.
Oh yeah, and there's lots of ghost tattoos and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I was into that and I actually found latex and kink through like goth magazines I would buy when I was in high school.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
that's what all the parents were scared of, that goth culture was a gateway drug into deeper depravity. You're a cautionary tale, Abigail.
I know, right? So I went to school for design, and then I didn't learn how to make latex in fashion school.
I mean, is that obvious? Is that not, it's not a thing?
No, it's not. I mean, when I learned to make latex, it was really under the table. Like, I want to say like under the table, the way people learned, because there wasn't a lot, there wasn't like YouTube, there wasn't things like that with tutorials. Like, you had to know someone kind of, practice like to make it. I first started because of LiveJournal. I like searched and I eventually found like a LiveJournal group that like would do like co-op like purchases of latex because it's so expensive to buy.
Sure.
And then I would like get it and like practice and stuff like that with it. So Yeah, it was not, we didn't have like the Lady Gagas and the Katy Perrys and stuff when I started back then.
Which was in what, like the early aughts or?
Yeah, well, I started about 10 years ago. I was about 19, 20 when I first started like actually making it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, already that this is starting to become clearer to me that the fact that latex has a, like, almost like a craft lineage, like a underground passed down from person to person, totally gives it like a frisson or whatever, right?
Yeah, because when I graduated, I actually worked for like a mainstream design company for a couple of years, and it like drove me crazy to just like draw sketches and send them to be manufactured. And I was like, I need to do something with my hands. I can't sit behind a desk every day. And I was already making latex for myself. That's what I had started doing it for, because I was like, I'm a poor college student, like just graduate, like I can't buy stuff from Europe right now.
Right.
So I started making stuff for myself. And then after I was like kind of over designing the mainstream stuff, I had a really supportive partner that was like, look, like, I think that if I help you out, we can figure this out. You can start doing this on your own.
Nice.
And yeah, that's kind of like where it took off from there.
Cool. So. And so then, so take me from your beginnings in LiveJournal, like through to now, like owning your own latex business.
So I was making stuff for myself and things like that, and just a lot of practice. The thing about making latex is it's a lot of like muscle memory. It's really easy to like fuck it up.
Like, it's totally. Really, and I feel like, yeah, that's another thing that we're going to get into is like the delicate precision of it is is part of the appeal, I think.
Yeah, so it's glued together, which a lot of people always ask, like, how's it made? And that was one of the things that I was surprised about too when I first learned. I was like, is it fused? Like, how's it work? So it's like chemically bonded with like glues and solvents, and you really have to have like precise like finger placement. You can't push too hard, you can't push too soft, so like make sure you don't have any like wrinkles or divots in it when you're making it.
Right, right.
And you, once it's together, it's together. You cannot pull that shit apart, really. Yeah. Like, it will tear very easily if you do, because it's chemically bonded. So I was making that and practicing a lot, getting better with it and stuff, and feeling confident and things like that, making it for a while. And then eventually started making stuff, had a website, did stuff on Etsy, which I still have stuff on Etsy and my website. And I did a lot of custom stuff. That's really like where my passion lies. Like, I make a lot of cool stuff that I sell on my website that people can order, and like I custom size for them, but I do a lot of custom stuff. I would say probably more than half of the stuff I make is custom stuff.
Cool.
And it really progressed more through like word of mouth. Like, I worked with a few like stylists for celebrities. The person I worked with the closest that probably helped boost my career the most was when I was working with Katy Perry and making stuff for her.
And I was, as I said earlier, looking at your Instagram. Yeah. We are Instagram friends, right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. I was also trying to remember where we met, and then I was like, oh, cool.
I meet everybody on Instagram. Like, that's really the cool place to meet people. Let's be real.
Yeah. No, this is, it's exciting and new for me. I'm like, oh, my Instagram friends.
Oh, yeah, you're Instagram noob, kind of.
I am. Yeah, yeah, I am.
I'm like old hat at it. It goes down in the DM.
Well, you'll have to give me some tips for that later. But anyway, so I was remembering that, like, when we first met, that I looked at all of your shit and I was like, holy fuck, like, she's not just like, look at this cool picture of Katy Perry at the Grammys in latex. Like, you actually made and dressed her for
there.
The Grammys.
I was like behind, like backstage, like making sure that when she went on stage, like everything, like, was good and laid right and everything. Yeah. And that was really cool. That was probably one of my favorite experiences, like making stuff, because like just actually being able to like be there and see it go on stage and stuff. I also made a couple things for her when Barack Obama was running for re-election that she wore to like fundraisers of his. So
wait, didn't she wear a latex dress when she was on The Simpsons?
Yes.
Did you make that?
Yeah.
You made that?
Yeah.
You made the fucking Simpsons dress when she was...
I hand cut all of the applique work. Like, it was crazy.
Abigail, are you fucking kidding me? It's fucking amazing. I can't believe... I mean, this is a testament to how cool you are and how much I like you that I invited you to my house and I didn't actually even know that. Let me tell you something. I never watch The Simpsons anymore. I love, like, Die Hard, like, love it. It's, like, a part of who I am. But I really haven't made time for it in, like, 10 years. But I was at the gym, and it was on at the gym.
You're like, there's latex on The Simpsons. Well, at the gym.
I mean, it was also, you know, it was a very unusual episode where they had, like, puppets of them.
Yeah, because they had her, like, live on the screen, like,
which is probably was, like, I'm, never
I don't
she's probably the only person who has ever actually appeared on The
I
Simpsons.
I feel like that's the case. At least I think that was the first person that they did that with when I was working with her on that. So.
And I thought it was really like a stroke of genius to be like, okay, if we're gonna put her physically on this animated show, we need to put her in the kind of outfit that makes her look the most like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I like made the stencils to applique that and everything myself. Like I did all of that with an X-Acto knife and like just like,
wow.
And a lot of patience.
That is so fucking amazing. And also I'm totally nerding out about this right now. Also wasn't part of the joke of that she had appeared
Sesame Street.
On Sesame Street, and she was too sexy.
Yeah.
Right.
That
so
was
they were like
right before that.
And so they're like, let's put her in a like literal fetish clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
On The Simpsons.
It worked. She was wearing a lot of latex during that like part of her career. It's tapered down a little bit.
Yeah.
Like she's going for a little bit different look now. Every so often we still do some stuff together, but
wow.
I did a lot of applique dresses and stuff for her like during.
So do you get to like actually like measure her and fit her?
Her I have because I worked on so much stuff so closely with her that like, and some of it would be for such big like things that you kind of have to be there to make sure. So like the Grammy stuff I did fittings with her for and like things like that. But then I had made so many dresses that eventually I was just like, well, I know how the dress is going to fit you. So
are you sure that you weren't like, you know, I think I need to just like do one more measurement?
I mean, yeah. I definitely have seen Katy Perry naked.
Wow.
Yeah.
So?
I mean, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
It's
sorry,
good stuff.
Not sorry to be a sleaze, but,
you know. I mean, I'm going to give it a, like, okay fingers emoji. Because that's how I express
love that
myself.
One. I love that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So... Let's walk it back a little from Katy Perry. Caught on tape, my amazement. So that's part of how your business has gotten to it has been.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
A lot of it would be like word of mouth, like with stylists and stuff talking to each other and things like that. And then a lot of it too is just social media for me. I mean, like as a small business, having a strong social media presence has always been really important for me. Like before it was Facebook and then Facebook got kind of shitty for small businesses. And
yeah.
It was Instagram and now Instagram is potentially going to be that way too. So we'll see how that goes.
Sure,
But yeah, like having the ability to like express to people like what I'm working on and like show people like a little glimpse of like the cool stuff they can get definitely like piques people's interest. I use Snapchat a lot too now, like if I work on fun stuff, and that's like I've been using that actually for probably over 2 years. I was like OG on the Snapchat too.
Nice.
Because it's just a fun way to like just kind of be like, oh hey, like show the process of like
right,
making a stencil and cutting it out. And then I post a lot of stupid stuff too of me like lip syncing to rap music and stuff like that. So
well, so are there a lot of folks like you in the fashion industry?
I mean, there's nobody like me.
Right.
Let's be real.
Obviously. Clearly. Let me rephrase. How much do you have to deal with, like, basic bitches trying to cramp your style when you know that you should be the one who is hired?
A lot now. It's definitely a lot more over, like, the last 4 years. And knockoffs are rampant always.
Sure.
And that sucks. But, you know, I always kind of look at it, like, onward to the next technique, the next, like, thing that looks cool and stuff.
So what would you say is the signature of your style? Like, what do you specialize in, or how?
I like to use vintage kind of as inspiration. So, like, for me, what I've always been drawn to with latex was how malleable it was for me to work with, mm-hmm. that I could, like, create appliques and stencil, like, trim things and stuff like that. And even though it's a harder material than most to work with, I kind of was able to manipulate it to do stuff. So, mm-hmm. like, I would like to find, like, when I design stuff a lot of the time, like, vintage dresses or something that I think I could change in certain ways and modernize, and then use in a material like latex that's, like, very unexpected for a style like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, like, I can make people cat suits, but honestly, I don't make that many because I like to kind of challenge myself more. Usually if I'm making someone a cat suit, it's like a cosplay, like, something that's more exciting. I mean, I'm happy to make people black cat suits, that's fine, but I like to do stuff like, I like it when people come to me with, like, really fun ideas and they're like, make this cool and stuff. Like, it was very little I haven't been able to do with latex.
That's fucking amazing. Okay, so latex is a material.
Yes.
It is. Okay, what can you, is there a difference between latex and rubber, or are they just two words for the same thing?
It's kind of two words for the same thing. The way that I like to classify it is, like, when I was a baby goth and I was getting into latex, like, there was, like, the magazines from Europe and stuff like that, and there was one called Heavy Rubber, like, a lot of times for me, rubber tends to be thicker latex. Yeah. It's a little bit more BDSM driven, a little bit more like hoods and stuff like that, like bondage gear, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So
is it more durable?
You know, it's really the same material. It's just thicker. So I use what I would classify as rubber to make things like pants for men and like suits. Like, when I make someone a suit, I use thicker latex because I want it to, like,
like a three-piece suit.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I want it to not fall so drapey as, like, the dress thickness. So there's different thicknesses to latex. And to me, like, rubber tends to be, like, that thicker, like, hardier material. So in a sense, it's more durable, but you're not going to want to use it to make, like, stockings because they're gonna feel like shit when you try to put them on.
Why are they gonna feel like shit?
It's gonna be tighter because it doesn't have the same stretch. Thinner the latex, the stretchier it
is. That's interesting.
And when I make something, what I do is I get someone's measurements and I size them down a tiny bit to provide stretch around the body so that it has that nice smooth, like, latex line. And it, like, a lot of people are always like, oh, latex isn't gonna work for my body type, and I'm like, no, if it's made right, it's like a girdle. Like, it's going to, like, tuck and, like, fold in, like, and smooth out things that you feel self-conscious about. It's not gonna, like, show all of your flaws. Like,
well, some, and my understanding, which is, like, pretty basic, I would say, is that part of the appeal, both for the person wearing the latex outfit or item and for the people who enjoy looking at or touching or admiring people who are in latex, is that thing that you just described of the sizing down slightly, the like the containment, the the, like, pressing, and also the, like, like the body's sort of like spilling out over it and like straining against it
and stuff. But when you're making it, it really, I mean, that's part of why having someone who knows what they're doing make it is important, because like if you just buy a size down, that's not going to work. Because if like, say you're getting something with long sleeves, you're going to have sausage arms and it's you're going to lose circulation and it's pretty miserable. So like for me, like I have certain parts of the body that I size the latex to fit that part. Waist, hips, bust are a little different than something like the arm. So
That's so interesting.
It's like kind of like mathematical-ish, like when I'm patterning something for someone where I'm like, okay, like X amount for this part, X amount for that part, like just making sure that it has that good look that like people want when they're buying something like latex. So
when people are buying something that is made of latex, you've got, on one end of the spectrum, you've got your Katy Perry's. Now, I don't know Katy Perry's life. Maybe she has a latex fetish.
I think she's got to a little bit, considering the amount of it she's worn.
I mean, like, you would know. You would know.
She's definitely bought some for some things where she could have gone with not latex. Like, she must have been miserable performing in some of those things under the hot spotlight. So she's obviously got a little bit of a fetish for it.
Well, you heard it here first, first, folks. Okay, but so you've got folks who are, who enjoy it from a fashion perspective. It's a material, it's very distinct, it's edgy, it does have a an association with BDSM. Like, even if you have no real understanding of fetish or BDSM, you have a sense that there's this like sexy edge. Kind of a little bit of a gateway edge.
Drug, a little bit.
Right, right. Or, you know, or if you want to create a look that has like a little bit of of like dark, edgy sex to it, you can do that with latex. And so, but then you have, on the other end of the spectrum, you have people who have a true fetish for rubber, for latex, that it is like, yes, it's about the visual, yes, it's about the way that it feels on the body, but it's also like about the sex of it. And and so let's talk about the sex.
So you want me to go into like the why are people into latex?
In my last episode, La Milani talked about the five sentences, the five sentences when talking about fire, and I thought that was so simple and ingenious. So like, we've got the visual, right?
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah, latex is very much about the senses, very much.
Okay, so like
visually, I mean, visually you have a few aspects. You have that like tight, shiny look, and you also just have like that pop to it. Like, some people love the shine and some people love that it's edgy.
Yeah.
The way it looked was one of the first things that drew me to it. But so then you have smell. A lot of people, the smell is very important.
Yeah. Like, can you describe the smell?
I mean, it doesn't smell like a tire or anything like that. If that's what people think, I don't know. It's all over my house. Like,
I'm sure.
It's just kind of like,
you're like, it smells like air.
It smells like my home. Like, I don't know. To me, like, it has a very like fetishy smell. Like, it's not really like anything else.
Right.
That, you know, it's, I mean, I guess maybe the closest thing people would know is like the way a condom smells.
Right.
Yeah.
But
sexier.
Sexier. Yeah. Yeah. Well, because part of it is that when someone is wearing it, the smell is just like with leather.
Yeah.
The smell is mixing with the smell of the body, which is the other thing which you've alluded to, which is that you sweat buckets in latex. I mean, you're literally being like contained in like a synthetic like thing that is not it doesn't breathe.
No.
It's non-porous, right?
It's not. No.
Yeah.
It's not like cotton.
No.
Like, so usually I tell people, don't get a cat suit for your first piece. Get something like a halter dress or something like that, because you get a little more ventilation, like, sort of stuff. I mean, I like body odor, so, like, I'm into the smell of the latex with sweat.
Yeah.
That's like obviously partially my thing. So.
Isn't that so interesting? Because so there's kind of a contrast there, right? There's a contrast between this thing that is totally synthetic, mm-hmm. totally
very, like, high-end.
Yeah, like, right? Luxurious, mm-hmm. manufactured. But then at the same time,
very
there's
animalistic,
really...
kind
but,
of.
But then there's no denying the fact that when you're wearing it, you... I mean, you know, you can...
Yeah.
Wear like deodorant and antiperspirant and perfume like all you want, but like you're gonna yeah. like your smell is like
yeah.
gonna come
yeah
is gonna come
that's
out and mix with it
the magic of it, right? I mean,
yeah.
like you get a little bit of both.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah. Okay, so the
and, like,
smell
and I mean, I don't know, I feel like for a lot of people, smell and sex have very close ties to each other.
Totally.
So like it kind of amplifies that a little bit
mm-hmm,
too.
Mm-hmm.
So then I guess like with the senses too, like there's also the touch part of it.
Yeah.
Like getting to like lube somebody up is
yeah.
definitely
fun. Oh, right. So this is something that I do know, you know, when you're putting latex on, you want to put baby powder on your
well,
body, right? No.
What I don't like using baby powder.
Oh,
I've
tell
never
me more.
Used baby powder. I use pure cult silicone lubricant. You can use any silicone lubricant.
Okay, so
you use only silicone though. Like, don't use anything else.
Right, right, right. I knew that for putting
yeah.
silicone on the
so
outside.
I put that directly on the body.
Okay.
And I.
So you're saying that you rubbed silicone lube all over Katy Perry's naked body?
I have, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
For fashion.
For fashion.
Cool. Just checking. Mm-hmm. Okay, continue.
Yes. Yeah, so, like, I use that. I mean, I don't like baby powder because it gets messy when you sweat.
Right.
Like, when I first started wearing latex, the first latex I made myself, I would wear to clubs and, like, I would have, like, streaks of white sweat down my thighs. And that's not sexy.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, using lubricant on your body, to me, is by far better. Like alternative, so using the same thing on your body, and then you can use the same thing to shine it, which
right.
is a big part of a lot of people's fetish, is like getting it shiny and like getting to touch people. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I love, as a very queer woman, I was very drawn to designing latex because
you're like, I just want to rub some
yeah.
shiny butts.
I mean, I always loved Barbie dolls growing up.
Interesting.
I was obsessed with Barbies. Like, very much a tomboy in a lot of ways, but loved Barbies.
Uh-huh.
And loved making them clothes and stuff. So, like, as I started, like, designing and making latex, I had, like, a few friends who were kind of, like, my muses.
Yeah.
And, like, getting to, like, design stuff to do shoots of them wearing and, like...
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times, like, I would meet girls that I had crushes on, and the first time I would see them, I'd get to see them naked, and I'd be like, oh, sorry, I just need to, like, see you naked. I'm not as much of a creep as I make it sound, but I kind of am, so...
It's fine. This is a yeah. safe space to be a creep.
So, yeah. So getting to, like, you know, lube people up for shoots and stuff like that, it's definitely a job perk. Like,
yeah, so
it's
so
the glam part of the rest of the nitty gritty.
It's the sleaze glam.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's describe this. Let's, like, paint this picture
okay.
for anybody who has not, like, either, like, worn the outfit or
mm-hmm.
been the person who's looping it up. So, like, let's say that you have a latex piece for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so let's say I'm wearing, like, a halter dress,
okay.
right? So I've got, like a halter top and,
yeah.
like a frilly
like a,
skirt,
yeah.
right? So first, I have to get totally naked, and
yep.
we gotta rub silicone lube
yeah,
all over my body.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it doesn't need to be all over your body.
We gotta rub
mean,
it all over my body. Everywhere.
I mean, if that's
everywhere.
Your preference, we could definitely do that.
I have to have, like, a team of,
yeah.
like, 10,
I
like,
mean,
beautiful people just rubbing me everywhere.
It's
and
definitely a lot of people's fetish to rub people down for their latex, so.
This
like,
is what I'm getting at. So,
yeah.
So I'm getting rubbed all
yes.
over with this, you know, silicone lube, so I'm getting, like, greasy
mm-hmm.
and shiny and,
yeah.
like, slick and slippery. And then... Okay, we're carefully, like, put on the dress,
yep.
right? And then you're going to take more,
yep, more
silicone
of that,
lube.
More of that lube.
And you're just going to, like...
Shine you up.
Shine my... You're just going to, like,
hands
touch, grope
over
everywhere.
You,
yeah.
Like, and, you know, the tits and ass are really the spots that get the dullest the fastest.
Listen.
So, like, that's where we're going to focus on.
And then afterwards, I'm, like, a sleek... shiny fembot.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah. You're cool. Ready for action.
Totally.
And you have a little extra lube for later.
Sure. I mean, you got to have plenty, right? Cool. So it's a tactile experience, both for like the person wearing it and I mean, you kind of like, I mean, I guess you could do all this yourself, but also you kind of need help. And so it's a good opportunity for service, for feeling worshipped, for sure. Right?
Like, a lot of people do it for service in the same way they do boot blacking. A lot of people like to shine latex and stuff like that. It's a very similar like type of thing. I mean, it has a lot of the same things to it that people that fetishize leather have. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So they're very like two sides of the same coin type of stuff, like in terms of like care and, you know, getting to like experience the stuff that revolve around it, like the touching and mm-hmm. stuff. And I should mention too, like with the senses, there's also the sound of latex.
Okay.
So
what is the sound of latex?
Well, it definitely makes a nice sound when you smack an ass that has latex. I think it makes it particularly like, it's a little bit of a different than just a bare ass smack. Uh-huh. Like, so you get a little bit of all of the
I mean, it's super tight, like a drum it's head, tight, right?
And yeah. Then you have that like rubber coating. Mm-hmm. So you get a nice, like, you know, smacking noise. It's very sound effect style.
Awesome.
And even putting it on and taking it off, like there's definitely a particular noise. So I know, like, if someone was blindfolded, they would definitely know when someone was putting their latex on or taking it off, or yeah, something
it's
like that.
It's like slippery and smacky, it has like and
a stretchiness to it. Yeah. So like it, yeah, it's a very particular, like nothing sounds quite like it.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, taste, do people like licking latex in the same way that they like worshipping leather?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to taste kind of similar to like a condom, but I mean, like plenty of people can get down with that.
Totally.
So, like, it's definitely something that you can use, like, and has a particular taste of its own. Like the same way that you would lick leather, you can lick latex for sure.
Cool.
Yeah. And like latex gloves in the mouth and stuff. Like, oh, that's yeah. fun. Yeah.
So the other element of latex that has always struck me, and I think also is kind of the element of it that is not to my taste, mm-hmm. Is the sterilized, medicalized,
yeah.
All, and I, you know, I said fembot, right? Like, yeah. you, in a way, you are making a person into a
it's very particular
inhuman, so either yeah. maybe it's like superhuman yeah. or maybe it's subhuman, like, well, depending, I mean, on what
a lot of latex kind of has superhero-esque looks too, so yeah, it kind of has that, but I totally get what you mean. I mean, it's, you kind of have to plan out the sex you're gonna have with latex. It's not, I don't know, like depending on what color your sheets are, like if you're using a little too much lube, you might get some like marks on there afterwards. But a lot of people really like to wear latex out. It's
yeah.
kind of an exhibitionist thing too.
Okay, so that's me, really interesting.
I like to wear latex to stuff where people don't expect me to wear it to. I like to wear it to like art shows, like, I don't know, just stuff where it's more, where, like, I know the crowd isn't going to totally be shocked,
right.
but I have one customer who I've made several pieces for that he wears to the opera.
That's amazing.
He's a super exhibitionist. He loves that all these people that are very straight-laced are like, oh, my God, what is that? All these people, like, touch him and want to touch the material and want to see what it feels like. And he's all about that. Like, wow. He just loves that. When he's not wearing full latex, he's usually wearing full leather to, like, stuff like that. He just loves the attention that he gets from it.
That's really interesting that it is, in a way, like, a latex fetish is less about sex, although I'm sure we can talk about ways that you can fuck with that.
Yeah.
But is a lot about the sensory experience of the the preparation mm-hmm. and the like sort of refinement.
And yeah, and just that it's so like out of the norm.
Right.
That it draws people to you. So it definitely is a conversation starter in a lot of ways. And for someone who's an exhibitionist, like they're going to get attention no yeah. matter where they go.
Yeah.
Like, and if someone doesn't know what latex is, they're going to ask to touch it. They're yeah. going to see what it feels like. Cause most people are not, haven't really been exposed to it before, at least
right.
not people that are necessarily going to like the opera.
So. And you've mentioned like the girdle aspect mm-hmm. of it. So it also like sort of shapes and forms the body
yeah.
into, I mean, you could certainly use latex to sort of do like extreme cinching, right?
Yeah, it's not going to be quite as good as like traditional oh. corset materials, but like
right.
When I make someone like say a corset or something like that, I definitely use a lot of the same things that people who make a corset would, like steel boning and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
That helps like cinch it in.
And then everything else about you is, I mean, it's basically like pushing mm-hmm. your flesh
yeah.
so that it's like spilling out. Get,
yeah, but in a sexy way.
Yeah.
Like in a like,
well, all, if it's done right, boobs, like what you were saying.
Yeah, all of your boobs are like just
yeah, it's basically the TNA
over.
Is like, yeah,
yeah exactly.
On both ends of the hourglass yeah, are like very exactly. pronounced.
Yeah. And it's some of my most like rewarding experiences making it have actually been like when I've made it for people who cross-dress
mm.
and don't really know where to go, like in terms of like buying something because
yeah.
they're not sure what's going to fit them.
Yeah.
And so I'll like custom make a dress for them and like I've had people come over before and they've been like crying because they're so happy that like they finally have like this expression of themselves that they haven't really been able to talk to anyone else about before.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
And it's like, yeah, I'm like, it doesn't, that's more rewarding to me in a lot of ways than like the celebrity stuff to
totally.
Know that like someone, like I've had so many people that write me and they're like, I've never really told anyone this, but this is something I want. Can you make that happen? And then when I tell them, and they're like, really, like, if it's not your thing, like, it's okay, it's okay. And I'm like, no, like, I can absolutely do that. And they're like, oh my God, I can't believe, like, that you're down for that. And I'm like, of course I am. Like, I'm totally all about that. Like, I want to make you look beautiful. So.
Oh, that's, yeah. that's really sweet. So yeah. I guess, like, it's also just kind of about, like, making people look and feel beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. No matter what their gender.
Totally.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's one of the main reasons I wanted to start making stuff, because I was like, it's just a material where I think if it's done right, it can make anybody look beautiful and sexy and hot.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
That I haven't really gotten into it is, first of all, a lot of the styles that have been available, and you've alluded to this, like, I haven't had the opportunity yet to, like, talk to somebody about custom making something, but a lot of the, like, off-the-rack stuff that was available, like, in San Francisco, was just, like, not necessarily like my gender or like my style expression, like,
yeah,
but also just
very,
like frilly and, you know,
yeah.
Like for the right person, mm-hmm. That's no, great, totally. And I've seen folks like look really great in those pieces. But that's not like if I want to have this sort of like transformation that you're talking about of like using this material to wear an outfit that like totally transforms like how I look and feel in my body. Like I'm not sure if like any of the sort of like standard styles like has ever been like that
and appealing to me. A lot of times like when I have men approach me about having latex made, because I don't have a lot of men's latex on my website, but a lot of the reason for that is men have really, I mean, it's funny because in most other situations, women have particular tastes, but I feel like a lot of men have very particular tastes in like what they want, and the fit is different. So I've made a lot of stuff for men, but people just contact me directly for that, and then I custom make it. So like I've made people like 5-piece suits, you know,
that's cool.
Super crazy, like cat suits. Like I made a pair of like a ginormous cod piece on a pair of pants for a guy. And I was like, he was like, does this embarrass you? And I was like, no. And he's like, oh, okay. Like he was kind of hoping that it was just like a little bit more that I was like, yeah, but I'm not the general public. So don't like judge that.
You're like, don't worry. You're probably going to shock some other people. Oh, you're just sure. Not going to shock me.
It was a big cod piece on the front for sure. He was like, make it as big as you can without getting me arrested. And I'm like, well, I don't think you're gonna get arrested for your codpiece size, but okay, that's a good way to like phrase it, I guess.
What are some of the other favorite pieces that you've made?
I really like it when I get to do like, I mean, one of my busiest times of year is usually like around Halloween, that like September, October. So I like to get to work on like fun costume ideas and stuff for that, because people tend to get more creative in that time. And I've found that Halloween is a really good time for like people who are for the most part vanilla, like to start exploring like, oh, I've always been into latex. I can now like have something where I can wear it to where I'm not going to feel like I'm being super fetishy or something like that.
Right.
And so people tend to get it. And then sometimes they come back and get more stuff later, but it's kind of, I don't know, Halloween's like that sort of holiday where like it gives people a little bit of a chance to explore like stuff like that, and
totally.
Latex happens to be one of those things. So I always get to make fun stuff for that, and then making stuff for people to perform in. Like I've done some stuff for people's like burlesque shows and stuff, and that's always interesting because they have fun ideas and stuff like, but yeah. And then like some of my own designs, like last year I did a bunch of latex designs where I figured out a way to apply rhinestones to the latex, which hadn't really been done before.
Oh my gosh.
So I did some like very like Jane Mansfield style pieces that we did, like very like pink, like long gowns with like rhinestones and like deco-ish lingerie and stuff.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Okay, so let's talk about the other reason that latex has not been my bag.
Okay.
Which is, now, it's usually, in my experience, pretty expensive. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that it shouldn't be. It sounds like the material is expensive. Mm-hmm. The process is not only like labor intensive, but also very specialized, right? And especially if you're getting something custom, I'm like absolutely all about like, yeah, you should fucking charge what you're worth. That doesn't mean I can afford it though.
Yeah.
And so, but I you know, I'll like invest in, you know, I've invested in leather pieces because like I am, you know, like want to have that or more into that. Yeah, exactly. But also, leather is so forgiving and durable for someone who just like, for example, might be like kind of a brute. And so latex, if you like have a, I mean, you know, we should all take very good care of our nails for many reasons, but like if you like snag a nail in your like, you know, like $1,500 like custom piece, you could ruin it in a second.
Yeah, but then I also do some pretty amazing repairs for people. I have pulled some stuff out of my ass that I was like most people would have thrown that in the garbage, and someone asked me to fix it, and I was able to like either fix it or make something different out of it. I'm all about like reduce, reuse, recycle.
Nice.
I mean, if latex is cared for properly, I've had pieces for like 10 years. Like,
okay.
I'm not wearing them every week, but I'm definitely like, you know, following the care instructions, mm-hmm. not wearing sharp jewelry when I'm wearing them, like
right.
things like that. And it's really like, if it's made well, it'll last, because it's not gonna just tear the minute you put it on. Like,
yeah,
I've always had my latex that I work with shipped in from Europe. That's where the best latex is made. So it's expensive on that end, because I have to have everything like flown in. I usually place like one or two really big orders a year, and it's like a huge like wooden box of like all of this delicate material.
Yeah.
So if it's, you have two things. I mean, like, you have the people that are making the latex in the super high quality everything, like how I do. I'm always like all about like the best latex, the best of anything I can put into it for somebody. But then you also have the people that are trying to like undercut and sell it for the same price as me and stuff. And
right.
you kind of have to have an eye on like where people are, what type of materials people are using, because not all latex is made the same. Like, there's people making things in China and it's not the same.
Yeah.
It's just not. And then like, as far as like that too, like, it's going to hold out depending on what you get. I mean, if you're getting like a gown and you're going to play hard, that's going to be difficult. But if you're getting like a tank dress and it's like just like a tank top, like simple black dress, you can be pretty rough. I mean, I've been pretty rough. Like, I've worn a lot of stuff like, and it's been fine, like doing stuff.
What, like, kind of stuff?
Well, like, I mean, you can like flog latex and like things like that. Like, you just can't, just don't use sharp things. Like,
yeah.
I don't think I've never tried it, but like, yeah, heat, you don't want to use anything like with heat. You could probably do electricity, like different things like that. Yeah. And then like, for me, like when I make latex for people, I get their measurements, I custom size it. It's all very like, it's the closest thing to couture that like you could get, like, for that, like,
right,
that,
so like, so for a fancy outfit,
mm-hmm.
it's expensive.
Yeah,
for like a handmade
but
couture,
the thing is,
it's actually quite affordable.
Even if it's not a fancy outfit, if it's just like, say, like, a lot of people really like the Alice in Wonderland dress I make. That's usually one of my more popular ones.
Yeah.
And it's priced for me like the same as other businesses sell their off the rack stuff, but I make a new pattern for everybody.
Wow, cool.
I like, everything is hand cut, hand glued, hand polished. Like, it's a process. And when I make something, I put like love and attention into it.
I can tell that about you.
Like, it's something I've always loved, and I've always loved making people look good. And so, like, it's all a labor of love for me.
That's so fucking beautiful. So in a way, it's kind of, you know, your work makes it possible for you to do something that you really love, which is like dress people up and mm-hmm. transform them and make them feel beautiful with this like really like specialized craft that you've trained yourself in. Mm-hmm. So you're like, you're making things for people, but you're also sort of providing like the encouragement and the space for them to like express this, whether it's a fetish,
absolutely.
Or whether it's just like the desire to
absolutely
like be a precious, beautiful thing.
I love just like when someone comes to me and like, I can tell that it's something they're nervous about or they've never done before, and just being like, no, it'll look great on you, because I know it will.
Yeah.
And like, a lot of people are self-conscious about their body, and
sure.
they're self-conscious about clothes and when they're gonna invest in something that is outside of a lot of people's like average price range. Right. Like they want to make sure that it's going to make them feel as good as they wish it would.
Yeah.
And like, that's really like a rewarding part for me is when I can like be there and be like, I like, of course I'll make that for you. Like I'd love to work on that and it's going to look great. And then getting to hear from them afterwards, how happy they are like with it and how much fun they had wearing it and stuff like that is just like, you know, it's to me, it's more about that in a lot of ways than making money, because any small business, you're not getting rich.
Yeah.
Like you're just anything that like is art, crafty, like fashion stuff, like, you know, it's not Marc Jacobs status. I don't have a perfume, so like
when you do your signature scent, is it going to be latex? I mean,
it might be a pretty good one though if it was like it's latex. Really, I feel like a lot of people would definitely be into that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so can we talk about farting in latex?
Sure.
I mean, it's like a thing, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Not like, I mean, maybe for some people it's a fetish. I feel like that was one of the first things that my boss like warned me of when I was wearing like shorts. She was like, listen, you're gonna fart and it's gonna, you know, it's gonna be like an air bubble. It's gonna be trapped in there.
Yeah, I guess like a catsu or something like that. I don't know. I wear a lot of dresses and I don't wear underwear with them. So I don't really have that problem. Well, I don't like to wear anything underneath my latex personally because I like to have seamlessness.
Yeah.
I mean, then again, I wear most things without anything underneath it, but that's just kind of the way I roll. Okay. So.
Good to know. Yeah. Good to know.
But
for that smooth look.
Yeah, yeah. It gives a nice smooth look. So, you know.
It feels pretty great too.
Not,
yeah.
Yeah. It's not really as much of an issue, the farting part, if you go without panties, unless you're wearing like a catsuit or leggings.
Okay.
And then, you know, you can kind of like give that a little air when you feel like
a little ventilation. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for clearing that up. So let's say that I am transformed by this conversation and I'm like, I have a latex fetish now.
Mm-hmm.
Like it works like that. And
or maybe it's something you've always had in the back of your head.
That's right. I'm fine. You're releasing. You're unlocking.
Like, yeah, the flower is starting to bud.
Oh, God. Yes, exactly. The latex flower is starting to bud deep inside me. And I'm like, cool. So the like it looks good, it like feels good when I'm in it like being like pressed and contained and sort of like held by the latex. Mm-hmm. And then like the way that it makes me feel, it just makes like, you know, I look sexy. Yeah. I feel sexy, like it, like you know, I'm into the slapping sound, like all of this stuff. I'm sort of into this like weird way that it like makes me feel sort of like inhuman or superhuman or like a cyborg. Yeah, it makes
kind of
me like
special.
Yeah, yeah. And also, you know,
no
like
one else in the room looks quite like you.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know, also when you're like the ritual of preparing mm-hmm. it and putting it on and maybe having somebody who is like my like latex, you know, mm-hmm. servant who is yeah. like rubbing, enjoying, like polishing mm-hmm. me up and rubbing me down like I'm some precious
yeah.
object.
Yeah. Barbie doll.
So let's say I'm like getting into all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, cool, so like now I want to fuck, like yeah. I want to like bring sex mm-hmm. into all of this.
Okay.
Like do you have any like tips for, or like latex scenes, or like what are the porn trends? Like,
well, I think it just, people tend to buy their latex based on what they want to do in it.
That's interesting.
So I've always been into making latex that you can have sex in, because like I just like crotchless things and things with the boobs showing and like
Amen.
Stuff like that. So like one thing that I make is like I have a pair of panties that I make with my nurse outfit that are like crotchless panties, and like
awesome
something like that, you know, you could just go to town with that sort of thing. Different things, you're gonna need ways to get to those parts of your body,
right?
So cat suits, I do zippers that go around the crotch.
Gotcha.
For having sex, but also to use the bathroom in case you have a busy night out on the town.
Absolutely.
You need some holes to be open. You don't want to take that whole thing off.
So you can put a zipper mm-hmm. on it. Okay.
So like leggings, if people want to fuck in them, I would put a zipper in there, and like I can do multiple like zipper heads, so you can have multiple holes open or open different spaces.
Nice.
And stuff like that. Yeah, that's, you know, there's certain latex where like you're probably not going to want to fuck in your gown.
Right.
It's just not, I mean, most people don't want to fuck in a gown anyways, depending on like where they are.
Sure.
You know, you could still pull it up and like get the job done, but
maybe like if it's super gowny, you know, you can just like hide someone under there to like
but
suck
then,
you off.
A lot of exactly. But like a lot of like women's latex, like it's stretchy, so it's also pretty easy to like pull the neckline under the boobs, get access to those quickly.
Cool.
You know, short enough to where like pull it up a little bit and you're not wearing underwear already, so like you're ready to go
and you're all lubed up.
You're ready and you're like, you have enough sweat going to where you're just like good. The moisture
warm.
Is there.
Circulation.
You're already turned on because
you've been wearing latex all night.
You look hot as hell and you want to fuck yourself, so like I mean, that's how I feel when I wear latex.
So latex is just all about self-love.
It is, kind of, in a way, yeah.
There you go.
Maybe that's why I love taking selfies in it. I'm just like, I'd fuck me.
That is so excellent. Cool. Yeah. I love the idea of fucking in latex also because of this inhuman thing that we've been talking about. You know, I'm not that into hoods. I actually like have a whole problem with masks in general. But that's like maybe a conversation for another time. Yeah. But like I've always been freaked out by them since I was little. But like I have had the experience of like somebody wearing like a full leather hood, and you could have a latex hood, right?
Yeah. I make quite a few latex hoods for people.
That makes sense. Yeah. That you would just want to be like totally immersed in the
And it really, like, people who want to be rubber dolls, that's a thing.
Or even I'm thinking of like gas masks.
Like sometimes when people are cross-dressing, they like to wear hoods because it adds to the like doll, like you know, like it, a lot of people like full latex because it makes them fuck doll status.
Right. So, you know, I've had experiences with hoods where like somebody's wearing a hood and obviously the first thing that happens with that is that they like their personality and their humanity is like obliterated, or like annihilated.
I mean, that's really what hoods are good for.
Totally. And anonymity and all that stuff. But I've had the experience of like then zipping open the mouth and all of a sudden you have this like leather, in this case leather like ball basically that like it, you know, contains someone's head and then all of a sudden you have this organic hot red wet hole and it doesn't seem like a mouth that someone talks out of or eats, you know. It just seems like this like hole to play with. So I can like imagine also that like the sort of the like genitals like surrounded by this synthetic material sort of just makes it like just about like the fuck hole. If you're into that kind of thing.
I mean, like there's different types of hoods because like you have your hoods where like, I mean, I've made some where like I've made it where people's mouths are covered and their eyes show, so like then you have that kind of like taken away from you. And then there's others where like, you know, you can get to the mouth and nothing else. And
well, okay, so there's a sense of sensory deprivation also to this as well. I mean like for
hoods, that's what like, just I don't know, what for me hoods can be like a source of comfort too. So like if someone, sometimes people wear latex hoods that do have the eyes and like nose holes and mouth hole cutouts, so they can still communicate with the world, but they have become something different.
Right.
Like it's a part of a transformation for them.
Yeah.
And they feel more at ease with who they are. Like in a lot of ways, people wearing makeup would feel.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's really interesting that for some people, in order to access who they truly are, they need something that signals to themselves or other people that they are like like hiding or obliterating like part of
or who they are. Creating a new person.
Right.
Like
right, right.
In this way that people like to be like rubber dolls or like, you know, go somewhere in full latex. They take themselves out of the equation, I think, as the person.
Right. You just become your outfit.
Yeah. And they are that object that they want
to
be.
I mean, it's kind of hard not to be like imperious and swaggering when you're wearing fancy outfit like that.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're wearing anything where you feel like hot and sexy, like it definitely adds to that appeal. And if you're someone who maybe feels a little bit self-conscious with yourself and your body, like something like a hood can take you out of that place.
But there's beyond the like sensory deprivation of like taking away your eyesight, taking away your mouth and your means of communication, like maybe like somewhat like having somebody like be in control of your breath. There's also, I mean, it's sensory deprivation to be like inside of latex, especially like the more of your body that it covers.
The more of your body that's covered, for sure. I mean, like just like what I was saying, like with how cat suits and stuff, you need the zipper to go through the crotch so you can use the bathroom. I mean, like, you're taking away parts of yourself that become easier to access.
And that like, that totally like changes your consciousness.
I mean, I think the fact that it's such a synthetic type of material is just one of the elements of it that makes you kind of like have a different perspective when you're wearing it of like yourself. And you know, it can give you a different persona, like in that sense, when you go out, because you have this thing that's not something everybody else is going to be wearing, is going to be like doing, but yet everybody's fascinated by it and you're into it yourself. I mean, one of the things that I like personally about latex is like it's a way to like take kink into normal places and like kind of get off on it in a way, but not have anyone else really know that.
Oh I love that totally makes sense. Like rubbing it in people's faces.
It kind of like plays with the exhibitionist part of things where you're like, well, this is my fetish, I get off on this, I'm literally like naked except for this like thin layer of like fancy dress over top of my skin,
but it's not the same as you know, rubbing around and like rubbing your dick in somebody's face.
I'm not like actually naked, but it's like close enough to me, like you know, where that kind of like adds a little bit of like spice to something. I've worn latex to like graduation ceremonies before.
You're so funny. Stuff,
because I was like, I'll just make like a cute little 50s pinup dress and wear it, like that'll totally be fine. And everyone's like, the fuck is that girl wearing? But also like, that's really cool, like who has the balls to do that?
I mean, I feel like this has come up a lot, the fact that you can, through your design, create a contrast also where not only are you wearing a fetish object that like does embody something that you have a like sexual fetish for, like fascination with, or like erotic fascination with, and you're like wearing it in this like mundane like polite environment, but also you can make it look like prim and proper, right? Like a 50s
totally, like I was dress, like knee length, like polka dotted, like, you know, white turquoise dress that, like, if it was fabric, no one
would be super conservative.
Exactly. But because it's latex, suddenly it's this whole new thing. And
that's really
one of the things that I find really fascinating about the material that, like, has always drawn me to it, is it starts out like, you know, your idea could be super basic, but the minute you transform it with this material, it becomes something totally different.
So how do you feel when you wear it?
I mean, I definitely think it's like very sexual. Like it's holding you close. You're not wearing anything underneath that typically. And I think it's impossible to not feel sexy or desirable when you have it on, for sure. I mean, you kind of want to wear it out in public a lot of the time because you're like, I look so hot. I want everyone to see this right now.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, I just think that people need to like embrace the fact that no matter what body type or gender you have, you're going to look amazing in it. You can be a man and wear women's latex. You can be a man and wear men's latex. You can be a woman and wear women's latex. You can be a woman and wear men's latex. Like, it's fine, and it's custom sized for you. So like, you don't have to go through the bullshit of like going to the store and finding something.
Which I hate, by the way.
Yeah.
Can I tell you? Wait. Okay. Two questions. Okay. I have two questions for you. One. If you were going to design a piece for me, I want to like put your like creativity like in the hot seat. If you were going to design something for me, like what would that process be like? And also what, if I was just like design something, like address me, like tell me what you would design for me.
Well, there's two different ways you could go about that. A lot of times when people are like design something for me, I know they have something in mind.
Yeah.
So I try to get them to send me at least a few images of like inspiration.
Yeah.
I mean, those can be something like a suit you saw somewhere, like a dress you saw that you really liked, made of fabric.
Sure.
And then tell me like, oh, I like this, this, and this about it.
Yeah.
I really like that color. Like,
yeah.
Different things like that. And then once we've like gone back and forth a little bit about it, I'll draw a sketch or something like that. And then, you know, get your measurements and go from there, like making it for you. So yeah, that's usually how that goes. The other way is like, I have a couple of customers that like, if they have generous subs or something like that, that are like, buy something new. Like, they'll be like, you know me really, like, you know me, like, you know what I like, you know, design me something cool. And then I'll come up with a couple things, send it to them. And then they could be like, oh, I like that one. That's kind of rarer because I don't usually want to do that with someone I haven't made stuff for a few times before, because I don't want to sketch something that I think is amazing and someone's going to be like, the fuck is this? Like, yeah. I don't like ruffles. Like, what are these ruffles? So,
but it is, do you especially enjoy like designing something for someone because their submissive is like getting, is like treating them to it?
I think that if, especially if someone's like, I have X amount of money, make me something pretty. Like, that's always fun.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy that because I get to like flex my creativity a little bit more. And especially,
does it like make you feel excited that like somebody is like a dom who like has like a submissive?
I definitely like it when I've worked with someone and I know that like they're like, you know, like, oh, I like you. Like, you deserve this dress.
Yeah.
And like, we're both getting something out of it.
Exactly.
And, like,
that's what I'm getting at. Yeah.
Like, definitely, like that guy did not need his money. Like, let me make money making something nice for you.
Yes.
Like,
that's exactly. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Cool. So, but you were saying, So
designing something, like, typically, yeah, it's like, we'll talk, see what you like, then do a sketch, and then yeah, you're like, fuck yeah, that looks great, and then I go there from there and like do it in latex.
So if you were gonna make something for me, do you have like any ideas off the top of your head?
I have a couple based on like knowing your online-ness. Like, I feel like, because you were talking about like not wanting like girlier stuff,
I have a femme side.
Yeah,
it's pretty specific.
I feel like maybe like a cute like suit, but like not like a suit, like a nice like short waisted like jacket with maybe some little tails in the back.
Ooh,
and like,
yeah,
a little bow tie and like a short sleeve like latex button up shirt. I see something like that.
Yeah. Like a dandy latex.
Yeah, but then like on the other side, you're like into like 80s music and stuff like that, right? So I could also see you going like full like gold metallic blue, like,
yes,
kind of queen looking,
yes,
type
glam
thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So obviously I already know like the two sides of your personality in a nutshell.
I also sort of have this vision based on what you've talked about like the kind, like, listen, I don't really love any clothes. I'm happy in it.
I'm happiest naked.
People think
I wear latex while I make clothes. Usually I'm naked or wearing like a slip while I'm making clothes.
That's hot. I can see why your Snapchat is popping.
Especially when I'm lip syncing to songs.
I love that. But you know, the clothes, okay, the like article of clothing that makes me feel the most sexy and comfortable is this like leotard onesie thing that is shorts that go like over my chub rub, like over the like curve of my inner thigh that things, if they're too short or too long, they like roll up over that, or like it's just obscene. If it's above that, it's like on somebody else it would be like a hot pan, and on me it's basically like a thong. Like I can't, you know. So like they're long, they're like I guess like mid thigh, and they stay down. They don't roll up, and then it's like super tight at the waist, but then it has it's a halter top with like a swoop back, I guess you would call it, where like the back is out. So it's kind of like a jazzercise. A leotard
that's
thing.
Kind of what I was thinking, like with the 80s vibe.
I would do that in like gold.
Yeah, or like metallic blue.
Yeah. And rhinestones, please. Yeah. Now that I know that is one of your specialties.
That would be popping off. For sure.
Yeah. I think I need that,
and
Abigail.
It's like you could wear it with boots or with high heels.
Yeah, or just like
depending on how you're feeling.
Like bare feet.
Yeah, you could do that.
Depending on where I am.
Really, yeah. I mean, that's the nice thing about blindfolds, right? You can have someone see you look amazing and then blindfold them and take the high heels off.
Or
and
put them in an immersive latex hood.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Well, if anyone listening wants to bankroll my custom glam bedazzled unitard from Abigail Greydonis,
on the internet.
Listen, I will
I'll
do nothing.
Snapchat it.
If we do this, I will never post a picture of me in anything else. I might like not wear anything else. It's
can
easy
you,
to
like,
clean,
can
right?
Can you like lips? Yeah. Can you lip sync out to like some, you know, 80s something while you're wearing it too? For
yeah,
us?
Like Queen. Yeah, Queen. Yeah, Bowie.
I'd like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking Heads. I don't know what Bob Seger.
This is very inspiring to me
Iggy
too,
Pop.
Because I'm like, when I get back home, I'm gonna do like a karaoke night with some friends, and I was like, I love dressing up. Like, it's one of my favorite things to do, to dress up. And in LA, people don't dress up very much. It's really depressing.
That's interesting.
Yeah, at least like in a lot of the places I go, like it's kind of sad, you know. That's
you would
where,
love
like,
it here.
Juicy shorts and shit came from. I know, like I walk down the streets, I'm like, God, everyone is so fucking hot. I just want to fuck all of you. So only the girls though. But when I get back, I was like, okay, we're gonna rent a room for karaoke, but everyone needs to dress like their favorite genre of music that they're gonna sing.
I love
and
that.
So I'm gonna do like a Ziggy Stardust like thing, great. And I bought a wig that should be there when I get home. I gotta like make it a little more mullety.
Which era of Bowie? It's a Ziggy Stardust era.
Like, I want to do the lightning bolt.
Nice.
And just like, I mean, if I dress up, I'm gonna dress up.
I believe
like,
that about you.
I went to see Mean Girls at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, and I wore cat ears, latex cat ears, to that because
that's
like,
fucking awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it went with the theme of the movie.
Well. I also love going to. I'm pretty. I don't love dressing up. Like, it's something that, like, occasionally.
Like, I don't want to dress up every day.
Yeah.
Maybe twice a month is, like, a good balance for me where I can, like, go all out.
Yeah.
That's more than I do it right now. But, yeah, like, the rest of the time, naked or wearing a slip. Like, and that's only because I have to walk my dogs at some point. And I can't
I love the idea of you walking your dogs in, like, a slip, like.
Yeah, like, I've definitely walked them in onesies before with the hood up and like cat ear onesies. Like, yeah,
that's
I'm sure
fantastic.
That people are very entertained by me in my neighborhood.
Well, but I do, I do live for karaoke, so we'll have to make that happen sooner or later.
I'll make sure to bring my Bowie wig next time.
Yes. So thank you so much for, I really do, I feel like it's nice to talk about something that I'm familiar with and that I feel like I understand, but to talk about it with someone who like deeply loves it and appreciates it and has like built their literally like, built their business and their life around it.
Like, sex is my life, but like latex is a part of that. So.
Sure. There's an overlap there. I feel like you've shed some light on it for me, and I appreciate that you've glossed it up a little bit for me.
Brought it into a shinier light, if you will.
Exactly. so if folks are interested in checking out your beautiful work, mm-hmm. perhaps custom ordering a piece from you and supporting their local indie queer lady business, where can they find your shit?
Well, I'm all over the internet. So my main thing is my website, abigailgreathonest.com.
Gotcha.
I also sell on Etsy. So either of those, you can contact me. Cool. A lot of people, when they buy stuff custom, just email me directly, abigailgreathonest@gmail.com. Super easy.
Sweet.
You can see all of the fun stuff on Instagram.
Yes.
At abigailgreathonest.
Can you spell that?
A-B-I-G-A-I-L-G-R-E-Y-D-A-N-U-S.
Well, I highly recommend following Abigail on Instagram, where you will occasionally see me posting a heart eye emoji.
Lots of things. Almost naked pictures of me on there to entice you.
Yes, definitely. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Yeah. And you're going to stick around and talk a little bit more about celebrity. You're going to serve some celebrity tea. Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks, Abigail.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for tuning in. Episode 41. Follow at Tina Horns Ass on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the show on Acast, iTunes, Stitcher, etc. And please take a few seconds to write a review and tell your friends about the show. Visit whyarepeopleintothat.com to subscribe to our newsletter and listen to our entire archive. As ever, Why Are People Into That is produced and hosted by yours truly, Tina Horn. Our theme song is by Pine from Oakland, California. Our website was designed by Justin Levesque, and this project is now exclusively sponsored by my generous and slippery patrons. Feel more like yourself by being someone else at patreon.com/TinaHorn. Until next time, I'll be thinking about what it is like to slather Katy Perry's tits in silicone lube. Sorry. Not sorry.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.